I'm Dodd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Friday marks year 8 of the Syrian refugee crisis. Conflict within the country shows no signs of stopping, and some 12 million Syrians need humanitarian assistance. But consider this from Heart for Lebanon's Tom Adama.
We don't have to wait for the war to be over with before we can start changing the face of the Middle East. This is our opportunity to reach Muslims with the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Heart for Lebanon meets refugees' physical needs, which begins conversation. And conversation leads to relationship, relationship to gospel truth. Now that you know, what will you do?
We have all this information. We have all this data. We have all this proof that this is our opportunity. This is the need. But God's got to open the hearts of people to respond to it.
And how do Christians make a difference where the church has existed for over 1,000 years? Renee Bruhl, a guest of InterVarsity and the pastor of Hope Era Church in Rome, explains that many Italians are resistant to hearing about God's word.
They feel that the good news is neither good nor news. They feel that they know what Christian faith is, and that it's very powerful and very rich and corrupt. And so many of them don't want to have anything with it.
Because of this resistance, many Italians are not drawn in by big events. Instead, they become interested in Christianity through faithful Christian communities. It's a totally different picture than what they've grown up seeing, yet the picture of a tight-knit community makes sense to them. Bruhl encourages the church to take the time to show Italians and all people the true Christ in an unhurried way through relationships. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Find us on social media, also on Amazon Alexa, iTunes, and TWR360. Together, the Great Commission happens. Just look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Dodd Morris.